I should just end it there. That was wonderful. Thank you, Cana and Amanda. Let us pray. Lord, we're so grateful for the gifts that we see in this church, especially the gift of music. We're so grateful for the moms who are here today. I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I love happy endings. I don't go to movies where I think the endings are going to be ambiguous or unhappy. I like the cheesier the better. When all the loose ends are tied up, that's what I like. I like it in life, too, when everything comes together. It's such a joy. And when I read that passage in the book of Acts, I think, what a happy ending that is. Here is Mary, the mother of Jesus, who's been through so many awful things. And at the very end, this is the very last snapshot we have of Mary, is that she's gathered in the upper room. So her son has gone up to heaven, and she's gathered with the disciples. Not only that, it says, Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. Now, you have to remember, if you know anything about the gospel record, Jesus' brothers during his ministry were not impressed with their big brother. And in fact, sometimes they would say very disrespectful things to him. So here she is, she's gotten them all on the same page. I imagine that after Jesus' resurrection, it says that he went to visit his brothers, and they probably said, oh, well, shut our mouths. But to their credit, they became disciples, and his brother James became the leader of the early church. So we see a happy ending. I want to talk about Mary today on Mother's Day. Mary was quite a woman. And I know when people speak about her, all through my childhood, I learned about Mary being a mild woman and an obedient woman, and I didn't like her very much because I was neither mild nor obedient. But then I read the passages for myself, and I learned about a very strong woman. Here was a young girl. She was a peasant girl. She was in poverty. She had nothing of her own to claim except that she must have been very devout. And when an angel came to her, rather than shrinking away in horror and folding into herself, when the angel said, I have a job for you, she said, I'll do it. And I've often said I would have held out for movie rights at least. But not Mary. She was willing to do something that she was not equipped to do. And I think of the lesson that presents to us when we are given tasks to do, whether it's tasks of parenting, whether it's tasks of community, whatever that is laid before us. So often we look at what we don't possess rather than the Spirit of God within us that will equip us to do whatever God is asking for us to do. Mary didn't look at her position in life. She said, God wants me to do it, I'll do it. And so she became the mother of Jesus. Now, during his public ministry, I love some of those snapshots of Mary. The first snapshot is when he's about 12 years old, and he goes off, they're having a family trip, and young Jesus decides that he's grown enough to stay behind in the temple and talk to the teachers there. And Mary and her group have gone about a day's journey home when she realizes, I've lost the kid. Now that's not a good thing when you're dealing with God's child. So she goes back looking for him. It takes 3 days. They find him in the temple. And the Bible says Mary, like any mom, says, son, do you know what you've done to us? And I thought, there's the guilt. You know, moms know how to give the guilt that keeps on giving. And she said, why did you treat Dad and I like this? And the son responds, well, I had to be in my father's house And I thought Mary exercised great restraint. It doesn't say she boxed his ears, which I would have done. But he goes home, and he's subject to them, and he's a good boy. And then he's grown up, and there's another snapshot of Mary, and this is another favorite story of mine, where they all go to a wedding together. So Mary's there, and her boy's there, and his followers are there, and she finds out that they've run out of wine. And I can just hear the mother in her, my kid will take care of this. So she goes to Jesus and she said, they're out of wine. And he says, woman, what have I to do with you? In modern day terms, it'd be, oh, mom, why are you bothering me with this? And yet it turns out to be his first miracle, the miracle of turning the water into wine. She goes to the people, she said, whatever he tells you to do, you do it. My kid's got this. I hear the pride of every mother in that. When our kids are young and we say, oh, my kid's got this. And the kid says, mom. There was another snapshot of Mary where she hears through the grapevine that Jesus is off his rocker. We read this in Mark's gospel, where it says Jesus was doing so much that he didn't have time to eat or sleep. The crowds were coming to him. And so Mary stages an intervention. She takes the kids, all these grown kids, and they're going to the place where Jesus is, and they said they were ready to lay hands on him because the people had said he's beside himself. So I could see Mary ready to march in to take Jesus in hand and take care of him, like any parents do. You know, when your kids are grown, they're still your kids. And so she stands out there, and Jesus is given the message that his mother and his siblings are around. And what does he say? Who are my mother and my siblings? Anyone who does the word of God are my relatives. You all are my relatives. I wonder what Mary thought of that. I know what I would have thought. But then we hear the most phenomenal thing about Mary. Now, Mary was a disciple of Jesus. She followed him around. But there was a place where Mary could not help her son. And it was a place that of absolute torment. When Jesus was arrested and he was scheduled for execution, she couldn't do anything for her boy then. But in the most magnificent gospel in John, they say these words, she stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son die. While the soldiers were gambling off his clothing, she stood there. That's all she could do, was bear witness and stand by her son. And what a picture of strength that gives us. When life shatters us, when we're with people where we cannot do anything more for them, but we stand by them, because of love. And that's the example that Mary gives to us, that when all your dreams are shattered, you still stand tall. And she stood there with her son, giving any kind of strength she could to that boy who was hanging on the tree. He might have been the Son of God, but that was her boy. She gave him what she could, her presence. What a picture that is for us. And then at the happy ending, the snapshot at the very end, when she knows that her boy is safe, he's risen, he's ascended to the Father, and she's gathered with the disciples. And I realize her job was over, and yet it was just begun, because all the people that were gathered there were not gathered to have an after Jesus risen party. They were there to get a new assignment, to be conferred with the power of the Holy Spirit so that they could go out and bear witness. Now, we are not told what happened to Mary, but we are told that the people who were there gathered were given the Holy Spirit and went out all over the world to preach the gospel. Now, we don't know where Mary ended up. Maybe she stayed back in her hometown, but you better believe she was one of those disciples who was spreading the news far and wide, who was giving encouragement. In fact, we believe that when you read Luke, which has the most references to Mary, that his source was Mary herself, that he sat down and interviewed her, and she gave him those wondrous stories about the angelic pronouncements and the birth of Jesus. What an example for us. When we're given tasks in life, don't look at what you don't have. Look to the strength and empowering gifts of the Holy Spirit. And when life shatters us, stand in solidarity. Stand in your presence. Give whatever you can give. And know that the power of the Spirit is within you. This is the example that Mary gave. And when one task is done, remember God equips us with the next job. And isn't that a joy of life, that no matter how young or old we are given new work to do in his kingdom, to bless, to confer grace, to be part of the joy of bringing salvation and wondrous love to each and every person we meet. Let us pray. Lord, we're so grateful for the witness of Mary. We're so grateful for her obedience. We're so grateful for her faith, and we're so grateful for her strength. And we ask, O Lord, that you would confer on us the power of the Holy Spirit, that no matter what task we have been given in life, you will give us the strength that we need to fulfill it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.